This shows the GO-16 Airmass RGB at 6-hour intervals from 0Z on the 25th of September to 12Z on the 27th of September 2018. In addition, it has the GFS contours of pressure on the 1.5 PVU surface. The dynamic tropopause descended to 850 hectopascals at 6Z on the 27th of September, when the storm was producing hurricane-force winds, and then down to 925 hectopascals at 12Z on the 27th, when the storm was producing storm-force winds. The Airmass RGB images highlighted the signature of the potential vorticity anomaly, in shades of red, as it approached from the northwest and then wrapped around the southern and western portions of the storm circulation. In the inset, note a strong signal in green that exists in the split water vapor difference. That's 6.19 minus 7.3 micrometers, shown for the same times as the Airmass RGB. The split water vapor difference is the red component of the Airmass RGB.